The modus operandi was obvious. Force entry through the kitchen window, locate and ransack the master bedroom, give the rest of the house the once-over, load up the loot in our laundry baskets and depart. In and out in 2 minutes, stealth not required. Yes, we had become the latest Oakland Hills burglary statistic. The police, citing a lack of resources and that no one was hurt, declined to investigate. You can fill out a report online, they said. Of course, homes in the hills get robbed because, as famed bank robber Willie Sutton would have said, that's where the money is. In fact, it comes as no surprise to learn that burglary and wealth distribution are correlated. Increase economic inequality and burglaries go up. Redistribute wealth more evenly and burglaries decline. With the tax breaks of recent history invariably favouring the rich, perhaps the corresponding increased burglary is merely taxation by other means. Certainly, Oakland's underfunded schools, police, and social services indicate insufficient tax returns, and a trip down San Pablo Avenue will attest to Oakland's economic inequality. But it could have been much worse for us. Just weeks later, burglars in the neighborhood shot an 81-year-old woman in her house at 10:30 in the morning. Oakland police investigated that one, and 4 arrests have been made. There are no winners in that transaction. So if you naughty miscreants out there are listening to this, here's the deal. We'll mitigate our pain by insuring the valuables and backing up the family photographs. You leave the guns at home, don't hurt anyone, the police won't investigate, and we'll all be okay. The justice of this process is inconsistent, but then so are the economic rewards of the United States. With a perspective, I'm Luke Pease.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.